he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. There can be no doubt who is the subject of this ancient Christian hymn recorded by the Apostle Paul in Philippians 2. But what is the name the Father has given the Son? Is it Lord? He is the rightful ruler of us all, for he has overthrown the prince of darkness and claims every sinner as his own. Or is it Jesus, the name given to the eternal Son of God when he became one of us in order to rescue us from the results of our rebellion against God? Or is it Christ? For that title not only marks him as the one promised of old and sent in time, but it also speaks to us of what he did and does as our prophet, priest, and king. Actually, Jesus' name is all of these and more. It is everything God has revealed to us about him in the Scriptures, so that we may trust in him and live now and forever.